Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. A state trade association is suing California's Energy Commission, alleging that its new oil industry watchdog is rushing through reforms that are meant to prevent spikes in gasoline prices at the pump. KQED's senior science editor Kevin Stark reports.
The state has blamed surges in gas prices on refiners not maintaining supply. Regulators have floated the idea of requiring refineries to store a minimum amount of reserve gas. The California Fuels and Convenience Alliance says the state is ramming through the changes, and that could raise prices at the pump and hurt small businesses. The alliance represents distributors, transports, gas stations, and other groups. Energy Commission officials say the oil industry is attempting to obstruct their oversight with the lawsuit. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
The San Francisco Unified School District is weighing potential school closures and mergers to help cope with declining enrollment and staffing and budget problems. The process begins this month with two virtual town hall meetings and 16 in-person community sessions to gather feedback from parents and residents. The district plans to release a list of proposed closures and mergers this fall. The school board is expected to vote on them in December. Officials say Stanford University researchers will be auditing the process to make sure no community or student group is disproportionately harmed. The district is looking at ways to reorganize its central office and generate revenue from its property holdings. The first meeting is a virtual town hall starting tonight at 5 p.m. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.